Ted Bell, and we are in Kent in Beverly Hills. We're celebrating the Tedibles, which I rolled out on Twitter the other night. And we'd like to tell you about the Tedibles.
Okay, Ted, we got you, and thank you very much. Phil Henry here, Ted Bell. Was that Chef Chedilia?
Yeah, Chef Chedilia is here. We got a busy night, though.
We normally have a busy night, but as long as...
Go ahead.
As long as you are making extra work for me and the kitchen staff, because this is the first I heard of it.
Let me, if I could tell you, Phil.
First of all, let me just tell people we have Ted Bell along with Chef Carl Chedilia there at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. And this has to do with a tweet you did the other night about Tedibles.
Yeah, I was at the restaurant.
He was here drinking Jack Daniels.
Wait a minute. Do I get to say it?
Hey, Chef Chedilia.
Yes, sir.
Let Ted say this, then I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Go ahead.
I was here the other night. I was drinking Jack Daniels, yes. I was drinking Jack in a water back. I was going through receipts, and I was doodling on a scratch pad, and I saw that I had the Twitter feed open at Ted of Beverly Hills, which, by the way, if you want to visit me at Twitter, it's Ted of Beverly Hills. No, excuse me, it's Ted Beverly Hills. That would be twitter.com, Ted Beverly, I don't know what it is.
I got it right here, Mr. Bell. It's twitter.com/ Ted Beverly Hills.
It's what?
That's your handle on Twitter.
Well, why doesn't it say Ted's in Beverly Hills?
You're the one that made the Twitter handle. You can't blame other people for that.
Oh, God, swallow what you're eating, please. Phil, it's going to be one of these nights.
Wait a minute, wait. But Ted, first of all, that is your handle.
What is it again?
It's Ted Beverly Hills. T-E-D B-E-V.
I know how to spell it. So it's twitter.com/ Ted Beverly Hills.
That's it.
All right. I'd like everybody listening right now, if you're on Twitter, to follow me. I always have some great specials. I always tell you what's going on at Ted Beverly Hills. Here's Chef Carl Chedilia to tell you more.
What does that mean?
All right, guys, get it together here, okay? Weren't we going to talk about the edibles? Edibles?
The what?
No, yes, we're going to talk about the edibles, Phil, but I wanted to mention to your audience, and I wanted to mention to you, that this was put together. Can we move into an office or something? Because these guys, hey, you guys, keep it down to a roar, okay?
Yeah, but we're cooking dinner for everybody.
No kidding. I can read a clock.
Come on, go to my office here. Hey, Marilyn. I don't want any calls. I don't want anybody bothering me. I want nothing. Nothing at all. Okay, hold on for a minute.
He said
he didn't want anybody bugging him. Now he's running off to seat these people.
It's the Moldavians, yeah. Put them at table 5, okay? And then I had the Moldavians are in here tonight, Phil. They're very big customers of mine.
Right, so what are we? Are we all of a sudden having a hassle here? Because you were going to...
No hassle at all. Slight misunderstanding.
Wait. You were going to talk about the Tedibles. This is a new rollout of some sort at your restaurant.
It's a rollout of the new hors d'oeuvres. It's new finger food in our sports bar in time for the NBA and National Hockey League playoffs, which, by the way, Phil, I know you're very invested in.
I am, yeah.
Okay. And we want everybody to come to Ted's of Beverly Hills into the prime rib room, enjoy the NBA playoffs. You can enjoy the National Hockey League. And, of course, baseball is coming up. And we have the new Tedibles. And this was an inspiration, yeah.
Can I say what I want to say?
All right, but see, this is what I'm saying, okay? Either we're going to promote this,
I want to promote it, and we can do the Tedibles. But the first I heard of this is when Ted tweeted it out.
I got to ask you if there's something in your mouth.
I've got a clam dip that I'm savoring for later on tonight.
Will you please swallow it? Please.
Ted, you're losing it, man.
He is losing it. Listen to him.
Swallow it, please.
Jesus. Sound like you're begging your wife.
Okay, I'll take that from Henry, but not from you.
Look, guys, I can hang this up and we can do it another night.
No.
No, all I'm saying is the Tedibles are a great idea. I wish this monkey here...
You know what? I don't like being called a monkey. I've told you that.
All right, well, I'm sorry. First of all, Ted, I'm a great executive chef for you. Why is that? Because I'm constantly savoring, testing, and flavoring the different dips, the different sauces, the creams, and the dishes that I prepare. You are always telling me what a great menu I put together, but the minute I'm here savoring a dip or a cream or some kind of a sauce, Listen to you. You sound like you're 5 years old. I want to be able to talk to you without you sounding like you're talking through a mouthful of... Don't say it.
Okay.
You're the one who said, please swallow. All right, now, whatever it is that you are referring to, that's... Don't you dare. Now, you know what happened here with the other night at that Academy Awards where that guy offended the guy's wife.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump in here. I don't want to hear any of that. Do you understand?
Well, he's the guy that said, please swallow, please. I was talking about you, not my wife! Oh, my God.
Ted, you better lay down or something.
I'm sorry, Phil. I... Henry's laughing.
What?
Henry's laughing. Figures.
Well, I have to jump in here. I have Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret.
I have to jump in. And General Shaw?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. I don't know what's wrong with Ted Bell, but apparently it stems from the Tenables that he had tweeted out the other night.
Ted had come up with this idea for Tenables. All right, great. And he himself, in his tweet, said, well, all of our food is edible. So the Tenable is like finger food. It's our sports bar finger food. And in this tweet, he said it's meat, cheese, and crackers and bread. That was it. Okay.
All right. And this is... Why are you, the two of you, arguing about this?
Because he wants me to come on here and start promoting it, and I don't even know what it is. You know?
That isn't true at all.
Phil, he's in the hallway.
Hey, let me talk to him. Ted.
Yes.
You scream like that again, man, and I don't care how much money you bring to this show in advertising. I can't have you on. You know, it sounded... Last night, I had the same thing going here with... Who was it that screamed?
It's Don Mixa.
Yeah, it's Don Mixa screamed bloody murder.
Don Mixa screaming.
All right, I'm sorry. But I get so frustrated because this guy... You're the guy that made reference to me swallowing. I was asking you to swallow the dip. And you made this something about an intimate moment between my wife and I.
I said you guys got to knock it off, so knock it off.
Well, you're asking me about what?
So the Tenables. Let me just, as long as Ted is there, what... the beef here is that Ted, Chef Chedilia...
The beef, how do you like that? That's good.
Hey.
All right.
The beef here is that Chef Chedilia doesn't know exactly how you want these things prepared.
Well, Phil... I have always left it up to the creativity of Chef Carl Chedilia to come up with something. When I came up with the idea of the Tenables, I said, it's a finger food, it's a bar food, it's for the playoffs, we'll call it Tenables, we'll put a sign. Now, Chef Chedilia, you know, now you, okay? So here's the idea, meat, cheese, bread, Tenable. Hand off this, you know, it's almost like I have the football. I turn, Chef Chedilia should be there to run with it. You want me to run with what? You want me to come up with what a Tenable is? You sure you swallowed that crepe?
Yes, I have.
Come on, guys.
He wants me to come up with... All right, what do you want me to do? I told you, it needs to... I'm sorry. I told you, it needs to be a cracker, cheese, and meat. All right, that leaves me very little room to move. We can put a piece of salami. We can take a Ritz cracker.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you want?
It sounds to me, Ted, that it's not a very inventive or creative kind of food, although I'm sure at Ted's of Beverly Hills, if you have this out for a sports bar buffet, people will eat it.
I want something original, okay? Now, the other night, you want something original, you come up with a title, and you put me in the kitchen while I'm testing out some of the dips, and you're standing there going, please swallow. And I make a simple little joke about your wife.
All right.
Would you guys knock that off? Because a lady is present.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Now, I want to ask a question. If the idea of a Tenable is that you have cheese and meat and a cracker or bread, something like that?
That's the idea, yes. Yes.
All right. Why not start with a meat that has already been prepared, such as a roast beef or a steak? Slices of tender, beautiful steak.
Oh, come on. That is a great idea, Margaret. It is a great idea, but the work involved... the work involved, that's what I pay you for. That's a beautiful idea.
All right, you do that. Then you take for your cheese. You can use Brie. You can use some of the more exotic European cheeses, Havarti's, things like that. And then for the so-called cracker, we know that Pepperidge Farm and some of the other companies make... A high-end cracker. You know what I mean, a high-end cracker?
A high-end what?
The high-end, what do you mean a high-end cracker?
Margaret, you talk about those really fancy, the fancy crackers.
No, those are the ones, they don't have any salt on them. They taste terrible.
Well, they taste terrible to you, bud, but they're the high-end cracker.
Well, you're talking about a high-end cracker right after this guy's asking me to swallow. Does everything has to descend to... I'm just telling you, she said high-end, and you said please swallow.
Hey, listen, guys.
What the hell? Bill, don't raise your voice to me.
All right, well, I don't want any of this kind of commentary, if you don't mind. All right, listen, Margaret just came up with a good idea. A beautiful steak, thinly sliced steak, with a lovely cheese. You could be a blue cheese or Roquefort or maybe Havarti, go the other direction, or perhaps even a sharp cheddar. And then you have bits of French bread, sourdough. That's there, right there. There's a great idea.
What about that? Yeah, that's a great idea. But you when you tweeted out, you said meat, cheese, and crackers. I'm trying to get some ideas here. Margaret, that's a wonderful idea, if you don't mind me lifting that from you.
I don't mind at all. I think that's a good beginning, and then you, of course, can do something with the seasoning.
Now, the only problem with steak is it's going to run, you know, some money. What do you want? Do you want people to come in to Ted's of Beverly Hills, enjoy a wonderful sports buffet with a Tenable? You say, here's the Tenable. What makes it special? Aha! It is beautiful, rare steak. A beautifully cooked, rare to medium rare steak, slices of steak. Oh, my God, my mouth just looked like a girl. What? I said my mouth is... Excuse me, I got to swallow. My mouth's watering thinking of it right now.
Mine is, too. That sounds great. Thinly sliced... And I don't even really eat meat anymore.
That's the whole thing with you, Phil. You say you don't eat meat anymore. What's with you and these turkey burgers?
All right, I eat turkey because I got to be on a low-sodium diet, okay? And also salmon. Yes, I eat salmon and I eat 5% turkey burgers because... You got to get protein.
Yes, you do have to get protein, which is what I'm trying to tell this guy when I'm savoring dips and a clam dip. Okay, yeah, you're savoring dips and clam dips, but it's stuck in your throat. I'm asking you, I'm begging you to swallow, and you don't...
See, every time you say, please swallow, he's got another week's worth of material.
Well, go ahead, say it. Never mind. You know what?
All right, but that sounds... So the Tenable, beautiful sirloin steak, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll have sirloin steak with a... Let's say some Roquefort or blue cheese.
That sounds delicious.
And then bits of sour slices of sourdough or French bread.
You can do sourdough. You could do French bread. You could do the... How about the Rye Krisp cracker?
Oh, God.
What's your problem?
Oh, God.
What's wrong?
Rye Krisp? Oh.
Yeah, Rye Krisp is nasty. It's nasty.
Rye Krisp isn't it Scandinavian?
Is it Scandinavian? It happens to go beautifully with different cheeses, the Rye Krisp. Yeah, but we're talking about steak. No, we need sourdough, Rye Krisp. Oh, shut up, will you? Can I remind you, I'm your boss, and this is Ted's of Beverly Hills. Take a look at the check that you got. Do you see the check right there? Excuse me, don't... We're on the air.
Ted, we're on the air.
I know, but I see the check hanging out of your pocket.
Yeah. We'll do it later, okay?
Do what later? You want me to look at a check?
Hey, we are in the middle of the show.
Sorry.
All right. Ted Bell, Chef Carl Cedilia. And Ted, this is the new Tenable that you'll be rolling out when?
We're rolling it out this weekend. Is that all right?
Yes, we can do it for this weekend.
Rolling out the Tenable this weekend at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Beautifully sliced, thinly sliced steaks, a beautiful blue cheese, sourdough or French bread, your choice. And, of course, that's just an hors d'oeuvre. We lead it off. We've got some of the chef's signature clam chowder. We have some of the chef's... We have the clam chowder, right?
We have the clam chowder. I've got to savor it first.
What are you doing?
I said I have to savor it first.
Oh, okay, yeah. And so all of that at Ted's of Beverly Hills just in time for the sports season, the baseball season coming up.
All right, so the playoffs aren't starting for a while in hockey or basketball.
No, I understand that. By the way, can I tell people an interesting anecdote? Phil and I were on the phone today when we were talking, and Phil said, you know, I wonder how the Miami Marlins attendance is going. Now, Phil's in L.A., but he goes to Florida, and he visits Jackie, a very, very lovely girl that is his fiancée. And he said, I wonder how the Marlins are doing in attendance. And I asked him why, and he said, because Jackie said that the Marlin Park is a beautiful ballpark. And Phil said, well, you know, they built that, and they said they get 2 million fans before you get 2 million fans with the ballpark, right?
That's what I heard, that the Marlins could get 2 million fans.
Right, right. So get this.
Phil says, he says, hey, look at this, 2021, they had maybe 811,000 fans. They had pathetic attendance. And he goes, I wonder what the attendance has been in 2022.
No. 2022 hasn't, they haven't.
No, they haven't. Wait, I'll do it. Why do you think that's funny? I don't know why. Because they haven't even started the 2022 season yet. Oh, yeah. Ted Bell here, ladies and gentlemen. Ted's in Beverly Hills enjoying all of the good things in life. That's what I'm about. I'm about the good things in life, you know? I'm about the good, solid things in life. I'm Ted Bell at Ted's in Beverly Hills.
That's great.
Well, you know, so don't forget we'll have the Tenables this weekend. That's exactly right. The Tenables, she was singing. Who? The singer. The Ted's of Beverly Hills Tenables this weekend will be rolling them out at Ted's of Beverly Hills at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at...
Thank you very much, Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills. In case you missed where it's going to be, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Those are the Tenables. Margaret, I got to tell you, that was a great idea you had. And... I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it was great. You saved their bacon.
Ah, bacon. There's one other thing. Yeah, I don't eat that stuff. You don't eat what stuff?
I don't eat bacon.
Oh, Phil, he doesn't eat pigs, is that it? I don't want to eat anything. I don't want to eat the meat of an animal that's as intelligent and as loving and as loyal as a dog. I don't know. Oh, will you get off it?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, bacon's some of the best thing that's ever been.
I don't give a damn, okay? I'm not eating bacon.
Well, get a load of the hostility. All I said, I think Bugsy, I think, what's your name?
Bud.
Okay, Bud.
God, well, you know what his name is.
I do, but I thought Bugsy sounded better.
All right, anyway, you don't eat bacon.
I suggested bacon, and Phil says he doesn't eat it.
So what? So I don't eat bacon?
Well, I don't know. It's sort of just
Yeah, it kind of puts a stink on it, Mr. Henry, because if Ms. Gray...
How does that do that? Phil, go ahead, Bud, you do it.
Well,
I'll do it. If Ms. Gray suggests... No, you do it.
If Ms. Gray suggests...
Will you guys come on, man? You say because she suggested something that I should back it up? It would be nice, yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't eat bacon. I'm not really a meat eater. I wasn't a meat eater until I got diagnosed with this damn hypertension. So I gotta, you know...
Well, because you got hypertension, so what?
Well, you gotta have protein, man. So,
what kind of protein were you eating?
At the time, I was eating those Impossible Burgers, but those things are...
Oh, that is absolute poison.
It is. Those Impossible Burgers, those meatless burgers. I mean, I learned all of this stuff the hard way. That I was, like, eating these vegetarian burgers and finding out that they had, like, 20% sodium full of poison. I'm telling you right now, if any of you guys are in that boat where you consider yourself vegan or you're vegetarian or whatever... And so you're eating those Impossible Burgers. That stuff is garbage. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, because it's got too much sodium. It's all jacked up.
All right, yeah.
Who do we have next?
Well, we have a very interesting visit with Chris Norton. And again, when we talk about his films and the double entendre of those films, they're very offensive. As a journalist, of course, I am here to ask questions and to get answers. For any women listening, you may want to sit this one out.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, it is, because it's about his... I'll do it. It's about his latest... Or no, it was a lost film, right, Bud?
Yeah, it was a film that came out. Well, it didn't come out. You thought it would have come out, and it didn't come out.
But what's the name of it?
It's called Jack in Her Box.
Oh, this one.
That's right. Chris Norton with the story of Jack in Her Box, Pardon My Language, next... Over these airwaves.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, netcasting daily. Get a subscription to the website and listen to everything that Henry has ever done that's any good from the last, say, 20-plus years at philhenryshow.com. The radio archives, the netcast archives, the videocasts, the pre-shows. A lot of things there that man probably shouldn't be. That's why we encourage you to get a subscription for a month or for a year and be a part of the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass family. Listen to things that probably shouldn't be heard. Listen to things that Henry himself probably has deep regrets over. Listen,
I got it.
PhilHenryShow.com. Yes. Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico, and Chris Norton joining us in studio. Chris, glad you...
How was the drive?
Oh, it was easy, you know.
Did you come up PCH?
Yeah, I just come up PCH from Redondo and had a good time. You know, just had the sun. Had the sun in my. Well, I don't have a convertible. I was gonna say I had the top down, but I actually had. Well, Ashley was with me, and
what, you had her top down?
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that.
All right, we don't need to hear this.
Sorry, but I mean, it is part of my persona, you know.
What is?
I was just that I come up here from Redondo, and I had her top. You know, I had her top down.
Okay, real good.
Yay, that's good, Chris.
Well, I mean, you don't...
Chris, you know, one of the things I'd like to say to you, as much as we like you, we're not really here to endorse or promote your brand.
I know that, but I just thought maybe...
All right, let's be friends here. Chris, we're here to talk to you about the film that did not get released, Jack in Her Box. And we want to talk about that. And you had another one?
Well, yeah, I did. I had another film that was called Montreal Expos. And
it's about baseball?
Yeah, right, man. Yes, yeah, about baseball. It's about no, it's not about baseball. It's called the Montreal Expos.
The Montreal Expos.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. So at some point.
Yeah, at some point, there's the big expose. Because what happens is it's about a baseball team in Montreal, Canada. There used to be one called the Montreal Expos, Mr. Andre.
Well, they were the Montreal Expos.
Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah, they were named after the World's Fair that was there.
Yeah, there was a World's Fair.
A World's Fair in 76.
Okay, I didn't know that there. A World's Fair in 76?
No, it wasn't. It was before that. Otherwise, the Expos came about in 1969.
Yeah, see, that's what I knew. That's what I'd heard. So we were going to tie it in. It's the Montreal Expos, 69. Okay.
Is that the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Montreal Expos.
Montreal Expose.
Well, wait, yeah. But first of all, when we were talking about it, and we talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
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 No, I forgot what I was going to say.
You're talking about the film.
Yeah, we were talking about the film, and I was talking about Lance Germain, who's my manager.
Oh, this is the manager.
Yeah, and he said, well, you can call it the Montreal Expos. And it won't be no copyright. And I said, you know something, that finally, okay, let's do it. I said, because I wanted to be about a baseball team that's on its way to the World Series, you know, and they do make it to the World Series as a result of the fact that they're having good, you know, that they fall in love with the flight attendants, okay, and a lot of the female members of the office staff, and they're having very healthy, you know, sex. And
they're having healthy sex, and that helps them do what?
That helps them win the World Series.
The Montreal Expos.
No, the Montreal Expos.
Well, is it supposed to be the real Montreal Expos?
Okay, so this was a real team, right?
You just said they were formed in 1969.
I don't know. I just heard that there was a team called the Montreal Expos.
Montreal Expos were 1969. They are now the Washington Nationals. They move away.
They move away?
They moved away from Montreal.
Yes. And they became the Washington Nationals in 1969, which seems to be a pivotal date for you.
Right. That's what I read. I read that the Montreal Expos was formed in 1969. So I was talking to Lance Germain. I was talking to Buck Hardman, who's one of the stars, about possible titles for the movie. He said, why not Montreal Expos? Montreal Expos all the way at 69. And I thought that would be a good one as a subtitle. So,
all right. So this is a new movie you're working on?
Yeah, it's a new movie. God, this is a new movie.
Yeah, that's right, man, because we're here to talk to you about Jack and Her Box.
Jack and Her Boss. Okay. Jack and Her Boss was a film that was due to come out citywide about 3 years ago, but my cousin, Jeff Dowder, leaked it out. You know.
All right, so he let everybody know it was coming out.
Yeah, and it completely spoiled the surprise because we were going to have it. We were going to debut it over here at the Giant Pussy Theater, okay?
Oh, my God.
No, it's a giant cat.
Yeah, sure it is.
Well, and we were going to debut it, and we had, you know, we were given, and we had bags of popcorn and everything. And all of a sudden, Dowder goes, yeah, here comes my cousin's new movie, Jack and Her Boss. Well, the theater went, it's not no surprise. And so we had to pull it.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, it's true. You could ask. Go ahead, ask Jeff.
I'm going to get Jeff on the phone right now.
Go ahead, man. See if I care.
Yeah, Jeff Dowder speaking.
Hey, Jeff, it's Phil Henry over here at the show. We have your cousin Chris Norton here.
What's up?
Hi, Chris. It's Margaret.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, man. They're going to ask you about Jack and a Boss. okay?
What about Jack in the Box?
You know that when you came out and you said that I had a new movie out to open citywide, that the Giant Pussy Theater decided not to, to yank it.
Well, you know, man, I don't know if I'm to blame for that. I mean, I know that the Giant Pussy Theater said they're going to yank it. And I first, when I talked to the theater manager, he goes, "We're yanking it." I said, "Hey, have fun with that." And then he said, "Hey, we're talking about the movie." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you was on a podcast, and that was your show, Mr. Henry."
Right, I know.
Yeah, and he said that you let the cat out of the bag, and a giant pussy. We're the only ones who let the cat out of the bag, and the pussy's escaped. You know.
Whatever, man. So the fact is, he said, we're not going to do the...
That's not my fault.
Well, apparently it is, because when he found out that you'd announced the name of this film...
Okay, you know something, man? You blame me all you want. All I said on the Henry Show was that it's going to be Jack in your inner box. Okay?
Yeah, it was my new movie. I mean, I don't care, man. I'm here to talk about Montreal Expo's 1969. I mean, Montreal Expo's all the way at 1969.
The what?
That's my new movie.
Okay, I mean, good luck with that, man, because I'm telling you...
All right, let's screw that, okay?
Yeah, you hung up on him.
I don't care, man. Chris, tell us about Montreal Expo's 19... Or what is it? The movie's called Montreal. We got Buck Hardman, and we got Cynthia Squirt, and...
Oh, my God, these names. Cynthia Squirt.
Yeah, but I mean... The whole idea is that Buck Hardman is the star player of the Montreal Expos, and they're on their way to the World Series in 1969, you know.
Now, what kind of sets do you have for this? You have a stadium?
No, man. I mean, we never really go to the stadium because they're back at the apartment or they're back at a hotel room, and they're, you know, and they got like four flight attendants.
Okay, so it's just one long orgy.
Yeah, but it helps them become stronger, and they go all the way at 69.
So how do we know that they went all the way at 69?
Because the very last scene is they just got done with an orgy, and he puts on his baseball cap, he goes out the door, and this is the best part of it, Mister. He goes out the door, but he doesn't have his pants on, and he comes back in and goes, "I got a feeling today's my day," and they go, "Yeah, but put your pants on," and it kind of just a ha ha, you know, and we have some music that goes wah wah wah, you know.
Well, wait a minute. So how do we see these guys playing baseball?
Who cares, man? Who wants to see him play baseball when you got Buck Hardman, Cynthia Squirt?
I don't know who any of these people are. So in other words, it's one nonstop orgy.
Well, yeah, but it's an orgy. First of all, the best part of it is it starts out with Montreal Expos all the way at 69 and a zipper. You know, because it's like at the stadium. So we have this announcer, Mr. Henry. We got Chick Bougainville. You know him? No, you don't.
No.
He's like one of the top voiceover guys in L.A., okay. I never heard of Chick Bougainville. Okay, man, but he goes, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, your Montreal Expos just hit a home run." And then we have an animated, like, zipper coming down, okay?
Yeah, just a large penis flop out of it?
Well, I mean, you gave it away.
Okay, Chris, so the only thing we see that's even related to the ballpark is the big giant screen that has a zipper coming down.
Yeah, because they just hit a home run.
All right.
Yeah, it's all, okay, the Montreal Expos all the way in 69.
Yeah, all the way in 69. And there's a lot of real hot sass scenes. Buck Hardman and Cynthia Squirt, they do, you know, they do a lot of, there's some hardcore, there's some real, they do a little bit of SM. And
they do what?
SM.
S&M.
Yeah. But mostly it's, and there's a little bit of toilet.
Oh, for crying out loud. God, all right, Chris, thank you very much, man. God, you know what, Mr. Henry, I don't know why I come on your program, because all the best parts of my movie, you don't let me talk about. Yeah, okay. We got the general idea. Montreal Exposed,
yeah.
All the way in 69.
All the way in 69, yeah.
And all of it takes place in the hotel rooms and in the apartments of the ball players as they're having sex.
Yeah, they're having sex with flight attendants and the female staff of the Montreal Expos.
And then we have the zipper come down and a large penis.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with it, man. Well, is it going to be rolling out?
Yeah, we're going to have it available on my website as of this weekend.
How much is it?
You get two for the price of $10.99, or get one for $7.99.
Two for the price of $10 or one for $7.99.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Chris.
All right, be over on my Chris Knorr website, And
he said Gagriculture didn't sell.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because everybody's all offended by Gagriculture. I said that it was a very, it was innocent, and she's not really gagging in the movie.
All right, I think we've heard enough.
Yeah.
And people got turned off by the title.
Yeah, but it's like Farmer's Daughter. Anyway.
Yeah, The Farmer's Daughter's Revenge, Gagriculture.
See, son, you have to have titles that people aren't going to be frightened of. What's frightening about that? Like I said, man, have you ever seen Deep Throat? Have you?
We've heard about it. We know all about it.
Okay. I mean, God, you talk about the gag, man.
Thank you very much, Chris Norton, with the new film, Montreal Exposed, all the way in 69.
Yeah, the Montreal Exposed. And now they became what?
They became the Washington Nationals.
The Washington Nash. I'll come up with something there.
You do that, man. Thanks a lot, Chris. Good of you to stop by.
Yeah, well, I drove all the way up here on PCH.
With her top down.
Yeah, wait, where is she?
Yeah, she's out. She's in the green room having a malted milk.
Having a what?
A malted milk.
A malted milk?
Yeah, I've got malted milk mix. You enjoying it, Ashley?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ashley, I'll be right out there. I'm Chris Norton. Don't forget to see Montreal Expos all the way in 69. And, I mean, we do have copies of Jack and Her Boss, but you probably don't care at all.
No, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, thanks so much. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, sure. I drove all the way down from Dono Beach. Come on, Ashley, let's go.
Okay.
Well, don't go away angry, Chris.
I mean, I'm just talking about...
I want to mention one thing.
What one thing?
Oh, he wants to know about Pork Pig.
No, I just want to know. It's Porky Pig, I know it's copyright protected, and even I've seen Porky the Pig, but is Pork Pig...
Is Pork Pig what?
Could I use the name Pork Pig on a platform?
Are you? Do you want to go by Pork Pig?
No, I maybe. I don't know. But I just, do you think?
I don't think you'd be clear, son. I think Porky Pig and Porky the Pig. Pork Pig. Pork Pig.
Yeah, I want to start a new platform for just, you know, just talking about stuff called the Pork Pig platform, you know.
And you would be who?
I'm Bud Dickman on the Pork Pig platform. Yeah. Forget it, man.
I don't know, Bud. Why don't you ask Frank. We'll get Frank.
Can we call him up now?
No. He's knocked out cold right now.
Who did that?
He did it himself this afternoon with enough gin and tonics to murder 5 elephants, all right?
Good God.
That's right.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And we're listening to the music here of the Pharaohs, and the song is called The Pharaohs Theme. Yeah.
Thanks, Pharaohs. If you want me to give out copies of...
If you've got copies of Jacket or Box...
I've got... No. But I will... I've got some of the rough cuts of Montreal Exposed, Always 69.
No, I don't want to see that.
Why?
Because you've got toilet sex or something going... Well, it's not
really. I mean, it's just... We hang a toilet seat around this chick's neck. Never mind.
My God.
It's not offensive.
Jesus, man. Oh.